And I'll start by saying hi to Andrew Pearce, columnist and consultant editor of the Daily Mail. Andrew, hi.
Thanks morning for coming to you, John.
And back with us, Jim Waterson, the political editor of the social media site BuzzFeed. Jim, hi. Thanks for coming back in.
Good morning.
Look, let's start just with the floods, which is, you know, high up the agenda today. Andrew, it's becoming, in many senses, more urgent, isn't it? And politically, certainly, that's the case. A bit of a defining issue.
Yeah, look, George Cameron is defined, in a sense. He knows he could be defined if they get this badly wrong. He remembers what happened with the hurricane for George Bush over there in the United States a few years ago, one of the most damaging parts of Bush's presidency. So he's trying to be all things to all men. He's been in the flood zone for the best part of a week. I might note he got there after the Prince of Wales, who probably had the best flood of all, and he did choose to wear his Wellington boots, unlike the Environment Secretary.
Who apparently had him in his boot of his car back then, but didn't.
Wore his...
I like that expression, had a good flood, by the
well,
way.
Well, I think he had the best flood. So it's all about competence. And for the leader of the opposition, of course, he's desperately trying to get in.
And Jim Waterson, I mean, there are polls on this. They show that politically, David Cameron, well, more people seem to think he's doing a bad job at this stage than a good one. And the people clicking on your site in different ways, what are you learning from that?
Well, we're learning that people, I think, are a bit more realistic than a lot of the people in the political establishment. They are seeing politicians out there in wellies staring at floods, unable to do very much about the fact there's a lot of water on the land. They realise there's not really a political response to this. This is nature. If you haven't done the preparation, if you haven't sort of put the flood defences in advance, at this stage, what can they do? And I think people are a bit more realistic. The water's in the houses already. Mm. There's not much that sending the Deputy Prime Minister down to have a look can do about it.
But still, you get these polls showing more than half of people say Cameron's doing a bad job. Maybe that's just a consequence. Well, if you ask people, is the government doing a good job, the answer tends to be no.
Yeah, when people see these terrible images of misery on the TV and hear about it on the radio and the papers, of course they have to blame someone. But I don't think it helps when the Prime Minister says very pointedly, money is no object, yeah. And then the very next day, one of his cabinet ministers contradicts him.
Okay, look, I've been speaking to one of the many politicians who've been up to their waders in the floods crisis just now, the Defence Secretary Philip Hammond. He denied suggestions that there's been a shortfall in spending on flood defences.
Well, I don't accept that there is a shortfall. We're spending record amounts on flood defences. We intend to go on spending record amounts on flood defences. But of course, once this immediate crisis is over, we need to review the policies and the processes that have been applied in the past, particularly on issues like dredging. We need to look at those again and decide what is the most sustainable way to manage this situation.
Segment 1.
And I'll start by saying hi to Andrew Pearce, columnist and consultant editor of the Daily Mail. Andrew, hi.
Morning to you, John.
And back with us, Jim Waterson, the political editor of the social media site BuzzFeed. Jim, hi. Thanks for coming back in.
Good morning.
Look, let's start just with the floods, which is, you know, high up the agenda today. Andrew, it's becoming, in many senses, more urgent, isn't it? And politically, certainly, that's the case. A bit of a defining issue.
Yeah, look, George Cameron is defined, in a sense. He knows he could be defined if they get this badly wrong. He remembers what happened with the hurricane for George Bush over there in the United States a few years ago, one of the most damaging parts of Bush's presidency.
Segment 2.
So he's trying to be all things to all men. He's been in the flood zone for the best part of a week. I might note he got there after the Prince of Wales, who probably had the best flood of all, and he did choose to wear his Wellington boots, unlike the Environment Secretary.
Who apparently had him in his boot of his car back then, but didn't.
Wore his...
I like that expression, had a good flood, by the
well,
way.
Well, I think he had the best flood. So it's all about competence, and for the leader of the opposition, of course, he's desperately trying to get in.
And Jim Waterson, I mean, there are polls on this. They show that politically, David Cameron, well, more people seem to think he's doing a bad job at this stage than a good one. And the people clicking on your site in different ways, what are you learning from that?
Well, we're learning that people, I think, are a bit more realistic than a lot of the people in the political establishment.
Segment 3.
They are seeing politicians out there in wellies staring at floods, unable to do very much about the fact there's a lot of water on the land. They realise there's not really a political response to this. This is nature. If you haven't done the preparation, if you haven't sort of put the flood defences in advance, at this stage, what can they do? And I think people are a bit more realistic. The water's in the houses already. There's not much that sending the Deputy Prime Minister down to have a look can do about it.
But still, you get these polls showing more than half of people say Cameron's doing a bad job. Maybe that's just a consequence.
Well,
if you ask people, is the government doing a good job, the answer tends to be no.
Yeah, when people see these terrible images of misery on the TV and hear about it on the radio and the papers, of course they have to blame someone. But I don't think it helps when the Prime Minister says very pointedly, money is no object. Yeah. And then the very next day, one of his cabinet ministers contradicts him. Okay.
Segment 4.
Okay, I've been speaking to one of the many politicians who've been up to their waders in the floods crisis just now, the Defence Secretary Philip Hammond. He denied suggestions that there's been a shortfall in spending on flood defences.
Well, I don't accept that there is a shortfall. We're spending record amounts on flood defences. We intend to go on spending record amounts on flood defences. But of course, once this immediate crisis is over, we need to review the policies and the processes that have been applied in the past, particularly on issues like dredging. We need to look at those again and decide what is the most sustainable way to manage this situation.